So this week we have Parshas Bashalach, which we have Oz Yosher. In the middle of Oz Yosher, we say Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. Right. So we're going to talk about the inyan of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu to make mitzvahs beautiful. So we'll start off with the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes on the base. I think the daf is cut off on your pages, but Daf Chof Tes on the base. The Gemara. This is the first mission in Lulav HaGazel. The Mishnah says, Lulav HaGozel VeHayavesh, Pasul. And that's as far as we're going to get with this Mishnah. So a lulav that's stolen or it's dried out is Pasul. Why is it Pasul if it's dried out? But Rashi, Yavesh, the Be'inon Mitzvah Mehuderes, Tichsiv Anveyu. So Rashi, see Rashi? Rashi is the third Rashi on when the Mishnah starts. Yavesh, the Be'inon Mitzvah Mehuderes, we need a Mitzvah Mehuder, Tichsiv Anveyu. Because the pasuk Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, the Gemara darshins, we're going to get to this later. The Gemara darshins in Shabbos that is snow before the mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs beautiful. You have to make beautify mitzvahs. So the Anveyu is telling you that you can't have a lulav hayavish. You have a lulav hayavish, it's dried out. It's not a nice lulav. Okay. So that's what Rashi learns at his puzzle. Tosfos brings down Rashi. He doesn't right away bring down Rashi, but he says. But that's not the pshat, that the reason that Lulav HaYavesh is pasul. He says that the reason why Lulav HaYavesh is pasul is because we have the Mefurash Gemara later on. The Gemara is in Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, which is the next page, by the way. And the Gemara says like this. It's the next page, and says there's one dot by Gummy. It's about two-thirds of the way down. It says Tana. The Gemara says Tana. It's the second word on the line. First word is dummy with a dot. Tana. Yavesh Pasul. Rav Yehuda Masher. This is a shita that we did not have in our Mishnah. So we have another Bryce that says Yavesh is Pasul. Rav Yehuda says it's kasher. Amarava machlaikis belula. Machlaikis is only by a lula. Derabonon sabri makshina lula v'esrik. We make a hekish lula to esrik. Ma esrik bayahadr, afulav bayahadr. Rav Yehuda Sabra Lai Makshino the little last week. Rav Yehuda says, you don't make the heckish. So Frek Taisis, the reason why Lulav HaYavish is possible is not because of another pasuk of Anveyu. The reason why it's possible is because we have a heckish. Heckish Lulav HaEsrik.
According
to the Chachamim. And that's how we pass. According to the Chachamim, Lulav has a heckish to Esrik. Just like Esrik needs Hadar. So to Lulav.
Why does Esrik need Hadar?
Creates other. I mean, that's the portion of the pasuk. Yeah, that's
the
portion of the pasuk.
Maybe the Mishnah is called Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but I would. Rabbi Yehuda is brought down in the Mishnah later on. I think the Tanakh Tam is the.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, what?
Right, because
the pasuk is Eitz Hadar, but what's the. Just because of the
pasuk,
or is there.
Well, after that pasuk, it talks about Lulav. First it talks about Asrik, then it talks about Lulav afterwards. So, that's the Hekish. The Hekish is Lulav to Asrik, just like Asrik needs Hadar, so to Lulav.
Does the pasuk mean exactly that or no?
What?
Does the pasuk mean the reason why, I mean, that after the Esrog has to be its other is because of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu?
No, the pasuk is just saying. Then by Esrog, it has to be other. So that's Taisus Kash. Taisus Kash, what do you mean? The Gemara Mamash, a blot later, says the reason is that it's a hekesh. Not only that, he has another Kash on Taisus. Another Kash. Look at Taisus. Top Taisus, go back to the first. The whole meaning of Vanveyu is Lechatchila. The Mishnah says Lulav goes by Yavesh Pasul, which is Mashmi even Midiyevet. So, in fact, Taisus, first of all, we have a Hekish. It's not Alps Vanveyu. Second of all, if you want to say it's on Alps Vanveyu, Vanveyu is only in Lechatchila. It's not in Midiyevet. So, if somebody would take something not in a hundredth way to be alzvan veyu bidi yevet he would be yaitze. That's Taisus with two kashas. So that's why Taisus chayuk on Rashi. He says that
Taisus.
What?
Where is the Taisus?
This is the Taisus on the back of the first page.
That one, the first one off.
Is it off? Is it cut off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rashi.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll take you with me.
So that's the Taisus, yeah, but that's Taisus two Kashas and Rashi, that's why he's called Kashas. But Chayra, Rashi's a Pella, right?
How do they answer?
Well, no, Taisus Chaylik. Taisus Chaylik and Rashi. So that's it. So maybe we'll be able to guess. Now, the Gemara, we'll take a little closer look on the Gemara and that Flamin Aleph and Amin Aleph. The next page. So that Flamin Aleph and Amin Aleph, we just said this Gemara between Yehud and the Chacham. And we said the Machlaikis is Yehud and the Chacham and whether you have a Hekish. Yeah, whether there is such a Hekish to be Makish Lul of Azur. Rabbi Yehuda, does the Chachamim hold of the Hekish? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the Hekish. What does it mean that you hold of a Hekish or you don't hold of a Hekish? So look, Rashi, if you take a look, this is not good enough. I made sure this is not good enough. Rashi on the third wide line. Loi makshina. Look, Rashi, loi hukshu lil moi zemi zeh. There's no Hekish to learn them from each other. V'loi nitin lidroish mei atzmai mikol yud gimel midoi shatari the dreshes to him. You cannot learn a Hekish by yourself. But you can't say, oh look, I'm going to find the pasuk in the Torah that says two things next to each other, and then I'm going to make my own halacha. Oh, you see that there's a Hekish, so I'm going to make a Hekish. No, a Hekish has to have a Messiah. You have to have a Messiah from your Rebbe in order to say Hekish. So Zak Rashi, Rebbe Yehuda didn't have the Messiah. That's what the Gemara means. It's not like it's whether there is a Hekish. Of course, they are set next to each other. Luv and Esek are set next to each other. So, but Rebbe Yehuda did not have the Messiah. And the Chachamim had the Messiah. That's what it means. That's the Machlaikis here. Because Rashi says, the only time Shatayr in the judgment, Ela Kavachayim. The only thing you can do yourself is make a Kavachayim. All the other Yodim Omidais, and you need a Messiah for it. Okay? Now you'll notice, there's a little Kiva Eger symbol there. And on the side, I don't know if you have it, I don't know if I cut this off. On the side, Kiva Eger brings down Rashi's all over Shas, and Ramam slices each other back and forth. That one Rashi will say that you could darshan Hekish by yourself. One Rashi will say that you can't. It's all over. But we're going to stick with what our Rashi in Sukkah has, that Rashi's Shita is that you cannot, that a Hekish you cannot darshan by yourself. Now, take a look at Tysus. Tysus v'risai v'rebihuda sabra loy makshin l'lul v'asri. Tish v'kunchus loy hukshu l'il loy zami zevel and itin lidrash mi'ath v'kol yigum v'misa v'tayim v'drashman l'kama chayim. V'tayimah! Gedayla, it's a tremendous tema. Perushay da'afilu smuchin, even smuchim the high neshnei Christ as smuchim zalazel nitin lidrash min atayir. Can I read Rashi Bamas? Smuchim min atayir minayin. I'm just going to go through this a little quickly. Minayim shlemer smuchim la'al oil basi mamas v'yasher. So what do you mean? Even smuchim you can darshan by yourself. Next words of Taisus kol shenayin akesha. If you can darshan smuchim by yourself, so for sure you can darshan hekish. Okay, and then skip to the end. So that's his kasha. Therefore, he says, all the way at the end.
How does he know that you can do smukha by yourself?
So he says, that's mavor from the Gemara Yavamas. It's mavor from the Gemara Yavamas that you can darshan smukha. You can darshan smukha. So Nazayev says, kol shekein a hekish you can darshan by yourself. So what's Rashi saying that you can't darshan hekish by yourself? Of course you could. So Amai, what's Chad Rabbi Yehuda? So look at the last, mamish, the last line of Taisvis. B'shamach kasavar loyshayich loshen hider el bepeiris. Rabbi Yehuda's shot is that have a hekish from behind this morgan. It doesn't matter. You can have a hekish the whole day. It's not going to help you because hader is not shayich by anything that's not a fruit. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the only thing that's hader that you can call hader is a fruit. It's going to be a beautiful fruit. A lulav is not a fruit. There's no such thing as a hader like a lulav. So therefore, that's how Taisus learns Pshat in. Okay, so now, maybe we can say it like this. That Rashi holds, like we said, that you cannot darshan a Hekish by yourself. Right? Now, so let's go back to our Machlekes that we started off with. In Machlekes Rashi Taisus, why Lulav Yavish is possible? Rashi said, because Zakeli Manveyu. And Taisus says, what do you mean Zakeli Manveyu? We have a Hekish. So the heck is, so that's how you know. That's how you know that a lulav yavish is possible, right? So our kasha on Rashi is okay. No, you have a hekish. Well, we see the hekish, right? So make the pshat like this. Rashi holds that there's a machloikis that you have to have the messiah for a hekish, right? Taisus holds no. You can darshan hekish by yourself. So make the pshat like this. If machloikis of Yehudim the Chachamim is whether there's a they had the messiah for a hekish on this pasuk, maybe Rashi can't say simply that oh we're going to go with a Chachamim. You have a machloikis and messiah. He had the Messiah, and he doesn't have the Messiah. So what am I going to tell you? Paskin like the people that have the Messiah? Let's say I don't have the Messiah. Let's say that you know, you can't paskin when it comes to Messiah. So therefore, Rashi can say that I can't use the Hekish, because there's a Machlokes whether there's a Messiah for such a Hekish. I mean, not a Machlokes, but there's a Machlokes whether they There's a difference of whether they had a Messiah for the second. Rabbi Yehuda did not have the Messiah, the Chachamim did. So it could be that once there's a Messiah problem, we can't say, oh, we'll go with that person's Messiah. Can't do that, because maybe we have the other Messiah. You can't just pass him when it comes to Messiah. You can pass him when it comes to Svarish, you can pass him with other things. So maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to learn Hekish, but according to Tosfos learns that Hekish is all you can darshan by yourself. Hekish is something you can darshan by yourself, so therefore you could go like the Chachamim. Let's say that you have a Hekish. The Chacham hold you do have a Hekish. So if you have and since it's Nith and Lidrus with the Asmai, so then we can say, yeah, we go with the Chachamim Svarah, that we pass them like the Chachamim. So
the Maisa, there's a Gemara that says the reason is Al Hekish.
The Chachamim say that it's Al Hekish, right. The Chacham says it's Al Hekish, but according to Rashi, there's a Shita that didn't have the Messiah for a Hekish.
And he holds his...
I know, but Rashi's asking like the Chachamim, so...
What?
He holds out his
kasher. He holds his kasher, but at the end of the day, there is a Messiah. There's a Messiah problem. Some people had the Messiah, some people didn't have the Messiah. I can't rely on a Hekish that's Messiah is shaky. Because let's say that there's no Messiah for this Hekish, so then also we're doing everything wrong. So Rashi had to find another reason. He can't rely on the Hekish because Rabbi Yehuda didn't have the Messiah for it. Even though we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, but we can't go through because we can't go with the Chacham just out because we'll go with their Messiah. Their Messiah is better. Why? Who says their Messiah is better? Because they're a Rabbin? People have Messiah. So therefore Rashi had to come up with another reason. That's what Rashi learns out the Hante. Okay? So Tosfos is...
I'm saying Rashi comes out not like the Gemara. That's what I'm pointing out. The Gemara is saying Klora, the reason is the Sekish thing.
It says the reason...
Rashi is coming up with another reason. That's not what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What about
when you said it was Zakeli Naveli? So here's the other problem. So I'm not going to answer this Klar, but I'll say as far, and we can play around with this far, and I don't know if we're going to come close with it either. But this is as far that I've seen brought down. Okay. But that's just the first step. The first step is that's why Rashi didn't want to learn the Hekish. At least that gets us out of that problem, right? I mean, this is enough in the Gemara that says that you have a Hekish. Why is Rashi not learning with like enough in the Gemara? So it could be. That's a shot. Okay, so Asan Vey was like this. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gilam Vez. You don't have this here, but I just this is a famous Gemara that we have all over a few different places in Shas. It says the Gemara brings a drasha zakeli vanveyu, hisna lefan of b'mitzvahs. Asay lefan of sukana, you should make a sukana, lulavna, shayferna, tzitzisna, sefertairna, and some other things. That's zakeli vanveyu. So there's
lulavna there.
It says lulavna there, right? So, okay, but
it doesn't mean
it doesn't mean yavish. I'm saying it doesn't mean that a lulav yavish. It means that you should make a nice lulav, whatever that means. It may be tarach egged.
It doesn't mean
hadir, right? It just means that you should unify lulav also. I mean, but there's two eifanim to how to do hidr, right? There's either the way that you're it's called the eifan akiyim, and this is I saw this brought up, right? There's the eifan akiyim, how you're makayim the mitzvah. You know, you get on your suit and your tie, and you have kavanas and you make it all beautiful, and that's what you do the mitzvah. And then there's another type of avan veyu that goes into the chefza of the mitzvah itself. It's not just how you're mekayim it. It goes into the chefza itself. So it could be that there's two separate things. When avan veyu is telling you that when you're being mekayim the mitzvah, you should do it in a nice way. So that could be that's a din lechatchila. Because lechatchila, you should do mitzvahs nice. You should make beautify mitzvahs. And I want to say that's shtickle deep from the Gemara here. The Gemara in Kuflam and Gimel and Shabbos says, "Hisna lefan of mitzvahs, asay lefan of sukkah noah." You should go and make a nice sukkah. Go and make a nice lulav. Go. It could be lulav that you, if you're the machlokes is whether lulav needs agad or not, right? So the manama holds a lulav tzarech agad is it's for a mitzvah. It's just to beautify the mitzvah because if you have it all falling over all over the place, you're trying to shake it. It's not nice. You're yoytza, yeah, 100%, but. It's just not nice. So therefore, it's an Indian to tie the lulav. So that can be a lulav na, a shayfer na, a tzitzis na. Make everything beautiful, because that's what you should do. Asay lefanav. Go ahead and do it nicely. Be mekayim the mitzvah nicely. So when we're talking about being mekayim the mitzvah in a hinedik oifen, That could be that's a din l'chatchila. But when Van Veyu tells you that the chapsa of the mitzvah itself should be nice, the etrig itself should be nice, well, etrig is a different term, but the lulav itself should not be yavish, maybe there's room to say that that would be a din that's l'iku. There's certainly what the Michalik here, I'm not just suggesting, maybe that's a possible shot. And why Rashi's learning that here, Van Veyu could be l'ikuva. And most other places, making a nice sukkah, decorating it, all these beautiful things that you're yaitzah Van Veyu, that's only l'chatchila, but it's not a din that's l'ikuva. Which I get over here, l'ulav ayavish, something's dry, it goes into the chepsa of the mitzvah itself.
Why isn't that sukkah chepsa?
So when it says it is, but when we're saying make a nice sukkah, it's not saying that you should make a sukkah with three walls. It's saying that you should make a nice sukkah. You know, don't just throw some wood together. Make a nice sukkah. So that's, I mean, the sukkah's there. The chafsa is. That's the two. I'm just saying as far. This is way how you being mekayim the mitzvah, and then there's one that goes into the chafsa of the mitzvah. So. In Chanami, maybe if there's a din that the chepsa of the sukkah has to be a beautiful sukkah, then you're right. But if it just sounds like a seil fadl, make a nice sukkah, make a nice shayfer, make nice tzitzis, so then it's not that it's into the chepsa. It's when you're mekayim the mitzvah, you should be mekayim in a nice way. Okay, fine. But that's in Chanami. If you'd rather have Rashi Shfer, I'm completely fine with that. I just wanted to say as far as. Okay, so now, the Gemara continues on that Chav Tesem base, back to the first page. The Gemara says, Kapasik v'tani, loishna b'yamtif rishin, loishna b'yamtif sheni. This that we said, that a lulav ha'yavish is pasul, it doesn't make a difference yamtif rishin or yamtif sheni, it's always going to be pasul, doesn't matter, right? So the Gemara says, Bishlam ha'yavish hada b'ina. Veleka. So I understand Yavesh because you need Hadar even the second days of Yad. By the way, second days of Yad is there. Is there a bun? Second days of Yad. So Bishlam, Yavesh, Hadabina. Veleka. Gazel, the Gemara is going to talk about Gazel. We only care about Yavesh right now, okay? So the Gemara says that by Yavesh, Yom Tepishin and Yom Tepsheni is going to be possible. You need a Hadar, right? You need Hadar. Zok Rashi, why do you need Hadar? So it's the second to last Rashi on the page. Bishlam, Yavesh. Bishlam yavish pasul b'drabanan pasul b'drabanan ami kivan the mitzvah whom mishum zeichel mikdash b'inan hider mitzvah. It's like Rashi, since it's a zeichel mikdash, why are we doing it? Why are we shaking lulav yantav sheni? But Rashi only have to take a lulav on the first day. But in the mikdash, since they took it every single day, so it's a zeichel mikdash. We're doing it as a zeichel mikdash. We take the lulav every day. So, but once the Rabbanan, and this is how Tosis is Masber, Tosis is a little more Marachal than Rashi, but they're going in the same way. Tosis also, so Tosis says, that like we have, that when the Rabbanan made a takana, k'ein daraisa tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanan say that you should go ahead and continue doing the mitzvah daraisa, they want you to do it in exactly the same oifen that you would be doing it if you were being yaisi din daraisa. Yeah? So, Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's a Darabbanan, it's like Rashi, since it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, and it's a takana Darabbanan, k'ein daraisa tikkun. So therefore, you have to have a nice lulav. All the same, dinam apply. Yeah? Okay. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is the next page you have there, the third page. The Rambam says, in halacha tes. So but before this, I wasn't gonna print up the first five pages of the Rambam. But the Rambam goes through all the psulim. All the psulim of lulav, esrig, and he goes through all the psulim. And then finally he gets the halacha tes, and he says like this: Kol elu shamarnu shehem psulim mipnei mumin shabiarnu, ayvim neigezel b'gneva biyamtif rishin bilvad, avo biyamtif sheni im shar yamin hakol kosher. So the Rambam seems to be taking on Rashi and Tosfos. Rambam seems to be saying that no, if it's yamtif sheni, it does not need to be hidden. You don't have to have a din of hither by Yom Tov Sheni.
You can have
a little bit of Yavesh. You can have a little bit of Yavesh. You can have all the psalm that he was talking about before.
Gozel.
You can have a little bit of Gozel, seems like. You can have all these things. Okay. So the kasha is that what do you mean? The Gemara here is Mashma. It's my first Gemara here. The Gemara said, Loishna Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. So how can the Rambam pass not like the Mefurash Gemara? Mefurash Gemara like this. Here? So the Nisei Kalim want to say that the Rambam's coming from the Gemara later on. And this is the next page. The Rambam's coming from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, but the sixth line down. I'm just going to start from the middle of the Gemara just to show you where what they say. They just bring down the Shita. Reb Chanina, Matul Ba, V'Nafik Ba. Reb Chanina would, Rashi says he would eat a little bit from the Esrig, and then he would shake with the Esrig. So, and it would be Yitzah. So the Nisei Kalim say that the Rambam is learning like this Reb Chanina, like this Shita. The Shita that holds that you don't need Hadar. Yeah, this Chanina Matul Ba V'Nafik Ba.
Because when you eat from it, it's not Chazaron and Hadar.
So,
Chaser is not even Hadar. Chaser is the din of Kichat Hama, I think.
So hold on. So, but this is.
I mean, it's also not Hadar.
Okay, but I'm saying, this is what they say that the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam says that you don't need Hidr. That's what he's saying. You don't need all these dinim. You don't need Hidr. You don't need anything. So that's he's coming from this Chanina. Okay, the kash is like this. The kash is, let's take a look at the Gemara from the beginning. Let's see it in context, right? The Gemara says Itmar, just like two lines before that. Itmar. Esrig, shenikvu, akbarim. An esrig that the akbarim, the mice, right, ate from it.
Where are you at?
I'm just like two lines before the Reb Chanina. Okay. Itmar is the second word on the line, it's like the fifth line.
Okay, thank you.
Itmar. Esrig, shenikvu, akbarim. So the akbarim ate a little bit from the esrig. Amarav, ein ze hoder. You can't be yoyser with it because it's not hoder. In fact, the Gemara, Aini, is that true? Reb Chanina would eat from it, and he'd be yaitzeh. So it should be fine. So, in fact, the Gemara, Reb Chanina, kasha masnisen. Reb Chanina, the mission that we just brought down is for it. The mission says before that if it's missing a kol shehu, then it's going to be pasul. If an esrig is missing a kol shehu, it's going to be pasul. So, hold on a second. That's just what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says if an esrig is missing a kol shehu, it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara, so the Reb Chanina should have shver. Don't ask Reb Chanina on Rav, ask on Reb Chanina the Mishnah. Reb Chanina, kasha masnisin. So the Gemara says this. Ready? This is where we have to key in here. Let's be very careful here. V'yishlova masnisin Reb Chanina like kasha, can be yom tefrish and can be yom tefsheni. According to Reb Chanina, it's not shver. Why? Because the Mishnah that says that you can't have esrig that's missing a kol shehu, that's by yom tefrishin. But by yom tefsheni, you can have that's missing a kol shehu. Right? El Rav kasha. According to Rav, it's going to be shver. Okay, now stop. 1 second. Right? Why is it shver of Rav and not shver Reb Chanina? So Rashi says because Reb Chanina is not learning al tzadir. Reb Chanina, the reason why Reb Chanina says that he ate from it and then he would go ahead and shake with it is because of something called the Lakicha Tama. The Rashi says there, if you take a look at Rashi, Bishlama Masnisim Chanina Lakasha, Masnisim Yom Tefrishin Shalikicha Soyvin Atayur Be'ina Lakicha Tama. You need a complete Lakicha. You need to take a whole.
The Gemara says it's because of Hidr.
So the Gemara said, Rav said it's because of Hidr.
Right.
So Reb Chanina's Lord just says, according to Reb Chanina, he just would bite from it and be yaitzah. So what was his pshat? So the Gemara said that it's okay because yom tefrishin, you need a lakicha tama. But yom tefsheni, it's okay. You don't need a lakicha tama. You don't need a complete lakicha. Right? So that's why it's not shver on Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina's not learning al tzidr, according to Rashi. That's why it's shver on Rav. If you're learning al tzidr, so you need hither yom tefrishin and yom tefsheni. But if you're learning as Lakichatama, so then okay, you can say Lakichatama is the first day you have to take a bite. Lakichatama, you understand Lakichatama? A complete Lakichatama, you have to take a whole esrig Lakichatama. So that's why the Yom Tefrishin you need it, but Yom Tefsheni you don't need it. But if you learn learning it's out hither, and that's how Rob's learning, so then you need hither Yom Tefrishin and Yom Tefsheni. Okay, so now let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam said, the way the Nisei Kalim learned the Rambam is that the reason why there's no din of hither by Yom Tefsheni is because they're learning like Reb Chanina. That's how they say. Right? They say because he's learning like this Reb Chanina that says that you can take a bite out of your esrig and then you can shake it. He learns that you don't need hither. That's not the pshat. We just said the reason why Rav Chanina says that you can bite out of nothing not because of the chasar of hiddur, it's because of the kichatama, and you don't need the kichatama the second day. Fakir, if you learn out south hiddur, the gemara would have shver. So this is the kasha, and Shulman Sasi, I saw the Lach Mishnah asked this kasha.
Moshe, it's not a problem
of
hiddur when you have a bite taken out of it as well.
Apparently, I don't know.
But
that's...
The Gemara doesn't say
it,
it's all Rashi.
Yeah, it is all Rashi, but if it's all Tzidr, so then why would Chanina be good in Rabbi Shur?
Okay, I mean, it's
Rashi.
Gemara. It must be another...
Yeah, okay, but this is the Lach Mishnah's kasha on the Rabbah. This is the Lach Mishnah. They say that he brings on the Dice of Kalim, let's say that the reason is because of Rav Chanina. He says, what do you mean? Why would the Gemara ask the kasha on Rabbah when Rav Chanina? Why is it good like Rav Chanina? Mamashar kasha, that's what he asked. Okay? So what are we going to do for the Rambam? So there's a Rav, there's Griska Rav, that says like this, that he has a Chakira by Zeich LaMikdash. When we have, and the Rabbanan made, there's certain Takonas Rabbanan made stan. Right? We want you, the Rabbanan made certain Takonas. And then there's certain Rabbanan Takonas that the Rabbanan made Zeich LaMikdash, specifically. Right? Right? Is it good? But when we're talking about takonas that the Rabbanan made as a Zeich LaMikdash, he says, what's the pshat on the takana? Is the pshat that the takana is that you should do the same mitzvah as the daraisa, do this in the same eifin as the daraisa, and that will be the Zeich LaMikdash? Because you're doing the same mitzvah that you would be doing do the same mitzvah that you'd be doing in the mikdash? Here, do the same exact mitzvah that you would be doing if the mikdash was standing. Or is the pshat that no, you don't have to do the same exact mitzvah. You have to do something that will bring you to Zeich LaMikdash. It will be a Zeich LaMikdash.
It's nafkamina.
So what's nafkamina? So nafkamina is going to be a lulav hayavish. Lulav hayavish the second days. Let's just take lulav hayavish for a second. Okay? Let's say lulav hayavish. So lulav hayavish, the reason why we're shaking lulav the second days is a Zeich LaMikdash. Tarash and Taish both says it's a Zeich LaMikdash. So there's two ways to learn, right? So Rashi and Taisus, I want to say, are learning that Zeich LaMikdash is that you should do it the same way that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why anything that the Rabbanan made, a tikkun is kain d'oraisa tikkun, the same way that they did it in the Mikdash, that's the same way that they have to do it now as a Zeich LaMikdash. So therefore, all the same halachas are going to apply. But according to the Rambam, you can have much more leeway because you don't need to imitate the same exact mitzvah that they did. You have to do something which is similar that will bring you to be a Zeich LaMikdash. The mitzvah, according to this, the way that this the Rav is looking at this side, is that the mitzvah is not taking a lulav. The mitzvah is doing a Zeich LaMikdash. According to the first way
Is taking a lulav.
But it doesn't have to be the same taking lulav. That's what the Rav says. The Rav says, What did the Rabbanan make a takana? Did they make a takana that you should take a lulav the same way that they did in the Beis HaMikdash? Or the Rabbanan said, we have to make a Zeich LaMikdash. We're making a takana Zeich LaMikdash. What's the best way to do a Zeich LaMikdash? Let's take a lulav. Because if I'm not taking a lulav, how am I going to know that it's a Zeich LaMikdash? So this is what we used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So is the takana that you should take a lulav the same way they did in the Zeich as in the Beis HaMikdash? Or is the takana that we have to engage in an activity that will bring us to remind ourselves of the Zeich LaMikdash? So if you learn like that second side, you have much more leeway. It doesn't have to have the same exact halachas that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. As long as it's similar enough, so that it can, that, that's like, will bring you to Zeich LaMikdash. That's enough of a Zeich LaMikdash. So maybe that's the shot. The Rambam holds that the second days you don't need hinder because Hinder's a mila, very geshmak a mila, but the whole point of it is just to bring you a Zeich LaMikdash. So it doesn't have to be a beautiful hadar de kululav. As long as I'm shaking the lulav and I'm doing it as the takana de rabbon, and it's going to bring me a Zeich LaMikdash, that's enough.
A riot to the second set could be kurich. It's not exactly like we're doing in the Mikdash, we're doing it anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah, it could be. There's
no Korban Pesach, there's only Matz and Amor. The whole idea is just to give a Zeich LaMikdash.
Ah, I hear.
No?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
What, his thing?
Yeah, what he just said.
He said that maybe Kairach is a riot, because Kairach was that they used to do a sandwich with the Korban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
But we only do a sandwich with the Mar.
I personally don't need to do Korban Pesach. I don't know if it's on the right now. Personally, I don't.
So it's a riot.
So it's a riot that you're only doing something that's similar. That, well, it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be.
Do
the,
it. Can't do it.
Okay. Yeah, yes, I'm saying you can.
If,
yeah.
If it's because, if it's because, you know, you can't. If the whole idea was that you do that, we wouldn't do it at all, right?
Yeah. Now,
according to the first tag, you're supposed to do it like they're doing the basic mikdash. Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah.
So then nowadays we wouldn't do that. If that would be the fact that we do do it without that is a raya. But the point is just have a zecher without, not exactly like it was there.
Yeah,
Moshe, you told me it doesn't have to be exact. That's why it's not.
That's why maybe the Rambam doesn't hold. Rashi Tosfos hold that has to. The Rabbanim made a takana. You have to do the lulav the same way they did in the Beis Hamikdash. And
okay.
The way they did in the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't hold. According to the Rambam, no. All you have to do is a zeichel mikdash. As soon as you have found the zeichel mikdash,
do you need
what?
So why yom tov rishon do you need hold there?
No, yom tov rishon is the raisa. That's the raisa.
What do you zeichel mikdash?
Zeichel mikdash is the second days.
Oh, zeichel mikdash is the second.
Yeah. So therefore, the second days. Maybe that's why the Rambam holds that you don't need to have all these halachas that you don't need in the second.
No,
it's still gonna be shver because the Gemara says it's still gonna be
right,
shver because the Gemara says mafarish that you do. But I mean, we have a makar that maybe why the Rambam would hold that you don't. I don't know. I still know what he's gonna do with the Gemara. And I mean, the only thing that I'm thinking maybe we can say is that it could be a lulav hayavish is not a lulav. Like you can't even. I don't want to say that. Okay, let's just leave it at, as a kasha. It's probably better to leave it as a kasha. Okay, let me just. That's going to be it for now. But let's say a little shliggle that the pasuk says, second pasuk in this week's parasha, it says, "Vayhi b'shalach paras ha'am, vaynachum lakim derech eretz plishtim ki karafu." And Hashem didn't want them to go eretz plishtim. Ki amar lakim v'ninachim amar ha'isim l'chom v'shalach l'tzayim. They'll just go back to the tribe. So Vayaseh v'alekim esahom derech hamidbar yamsuf. So the Hashem turned them. Vayaseh, like he, the same way, like he turned them to go to derech midbar yamsuf. So there's a medrash that says that Vayaseh v'alekim esahom derech haris mushtim. Medrash says mikan shafilu ani. Even an ani has to lean on Pesach. Hasevah, okay. Right? Hasevah. So it says, "Vayaseh v'alekim esahom derech hamidbar b'ri yamsuf." So it says, "Mikan." From this pasuk, we learn out that even an ani, even someone who's poor, has to lean on Pesach like he's a rich man.
Who says it?
This is the medrash. The medrash plia. What they call medrash plia. So what's the pshat in this medrash? Well, because how do you see from this pasuk that an ani should have to lean?
See, hasevah.
It says the lashon of hasevah, but I mean, very nice.
Leaning.
Vayaseh means to, yeah, he turned then. So I mean, so, how do you see from here that even a nani has to lean on Pesach? So I saw the Chassab Sofer says a beautiful thing. He says that what's going on over here is that in Mishalach, Hashem didn't want them to go to Eretz Plishtim. Kikarov, he didn't want to go to Plishtim. He wanted them the Dafka to go towards the Yamsuf. Why? Why did Hashem want them to go towards the Yamsuf? So the Chassab Sofer says the reason why is that Hashem wanted to create a situation where you have the Yam Suf on one side, and you have the Mitzrim on the other side, and you're surrounded, and you have nowhere to go. He wanted to create a situation like that to show the Yidden that even though it looks like you're finished, that's it, it's all over, the game's over, that all of a sudden there's going to come Yeshua. You should never give up hope. You should never give up hope. There's always going to be, there's always shy that Hashem can bring you Yeshua. So that's why he didn't want them to go to Eretz Plishtim, because then there would be more options. He wanted them to be surrounded by the Yam Suf, Mitzrim on one side, Davin Tashem, and Yeshua comes. That's the one for sure. So he says, Abizai, that's the pshat, mikan, that even an ani has to clean up Pesach. Because you take an ani, and you tell him, here, listen, you got your little hut here, you got a little stool, and you know, you borrowed some money to get your matzah, and we want you to lean like a rich man. I mean, it's a joke. Well, this guy lean like a rich man because I went out Mitzrayim, and I'm living like an ani meducha. Right? He says, no, because from here, this pasuk, you see that at any time, the tides can turn. It's in the B'nai Yisrael was standing at the verge of death, and then the whole nation, everything, and all of a sudden, they were able to go into the Yom Suf and Mamash, the opposite. They got all the rechush and all the everything, and so that's why an ani has to lean on Pesach to show that at any time fortunes can change. You go from an ani, an usher, no problem. That's why you have to lean on Pesach, because who knows what happened next. All right.